And now we remember a man who's been called the best soul singer of all time.
If you need me, I want you to call me. I said if you need
Solomon Burke. He died early yesterday after a flight to Amsterdam for a concert. He was 70 years old.
Don't wait too long. If things go wrong, I'll bring you home.
Solomon Burke, known as the King of Rock and Soul, would dress the part, wearing a crown and holding a scepter on stage, seated on a throne. And he brought the gospel to rhythm and blues. He was only 7 when he started preaching at a storefront church in Philadelphia known as the Wonder Boy Preacher. It wasn't until 2002 when he was awarded his one and only Grammy for his album Don't Give Up On Me. It was produced by Joe Henry, who joins me from Los Angeles with his memories of Solomon Burke. Joe Henry, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Melissa. It's nice to be here.
And that album title, Don't Give Up On Me, seems really fitting in a way because Solomon Burke really never had the fame of Otis Redding or Sam Cooke or Wilson Pickett. Why not?
Well, I'm sure he wondered about that himself. It's hard to say why he didn't connect the way maybe a Sam Cooke did. You know, he didn't have the matinee good looks of a Sam Cooke, possibly. But people responded to Solomon with just as much passion, it seems to me. So I'm not sure. Sometimes the stars don't line up, or sometimes the stars just have other work for you to do.
And clearly Solomon Burke was loved by singers. In fact, the album that you produced with him was mostly songs written for Solomon Burke by top-of-the-line artists, Elvis Costello, Tom Waits, and Van Morrison. I want to play a little bit of this song. It's called Only a Dream, and he works in a shout-out to you. Let's listen.
And that big band keeps on playing Joe Henry's Retreat, but only a dream, only in my dream.
How did he get you into that song?
Well, that was one of the first things we recorded. It might have been the second song. And the line was supposed to be, the band keeps playing Bonaparte's Retreat. Hmm. And Solomon didn't think that Bonaparte was a terribly musical word. He's like, what did he say there? And I said, Bonaparte. He said, I don't think so. And then we did another take, and he inserted my name instead.
Well, Solomon Burke's story is one shared by, I think, a lot of R&B, soul, blues singers of his generation. He felt he had been badly taken advantage of by record labels, by producers, and there was comeback after comeback over the years. But he did develop a whole sideline of work. He trained to be a mortician. He has a whole chain of mortuaries.
He did, in fact. Solomon had every, you know, all kind of sidelines going that he maintained. You know, there's the famous story. James Brown was supposedly furious that he was off to the side of the stage at the Apollo Theater frying chicken and selling it to performers as they came and left the stage. It was always a part of his MO, just to continue to be on the hustle. And I say that in the most admiring way possible.
Wait a minute. He was off stage at the Apollo Theater frying up chicken?
Frying chicken and selling it, yes.
True story.
Well, Melissa, you start asking me what's true, we could be here all day. But I've heard that story from more than one person and from Solomon himself. That doesn't make it true. But who are we at this moment to cast doubt on Solomon's mythology?
Absolutely. Well, has there been a particular Solomon Burke song that's been playing in your head over the last day since you heard that he had died?
Well, I'm like anybody else. I went right back to the really early things, like Cry to Me, because that was my way in. That was my point of entry with Solomon, and I still hear it, you know, like a revolution that it was.
Don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like a cry? For here I am, honey. Come on, you cry to me.
Well, Joe Henry, thanks for sharing your memories of Solomon Burke with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Melissa.
That's music producer Joe Henry remembering Solomon Burke, who died yesterday at age 70.
Don't you feel like a crying? Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like a crying?
This is NPR.